afternoon, Mr. President, and thank you for giving us this opportunity.
My pleasure.
My name is Zika, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the Ethical Policy Journal here at the Kennedy School.
And I'm Elizabeth Bennett. I'm the senior editor for Interviews of the Africa Policy Journal.
Okay.
Our first question is on economic stability in Ghana. In your best diagnosis, what factors have contributed to Ghana's current economic decline, specifically looking at the high inflation and the 40% decrease in the exchange rate in comparison to the U.S.? What would you say is the best diagnosis of what's caused that?
Also, we would like to hear what steps your government is taking to mitigate those factors and how you're communicating that both to the Ghanaian people and also to the world at large.
Okay. Thank you. I would not call it a decline. I'll call it we've gone through challenging times these last 3 years, and the challenges have been caused by a combination of factors. One, and the first, is the implementation of a new wage structure in the public service that led to a wage spiral and caused our wage and compensations bill to balloon astronomically from a little above 3 billion Ghana cedis to almost 9 billion Ghana cedis. That was the first factor. The second factor was one that is cyclical as a result of instability in the global commodity markets. As you are aware, Ghana is still a primary producer. A major export is cocoa, followed by gold. And so in 2012, when there was that dramatic decline in prices of cocoa and gold, we lost inward revenue as a result of the decline in prices of up to $1.5 billion. And so that also contributed to the situation. Aside from that, other internal factors, inability to deal with accumulating subsidies on petroleum products and utilities were another factor that created the current difficulties that we're facing. But we recognized the challenge early in 2012, and we started to put in place measures to address it. We have been working to reduce the pressure of wages on the budget. And we've come from something like 70% of 70% ratio to tax revenues to currently about 57% to tax revenues. And so the percentage of wages as a part of our tax revenues is declining steadily. And we're doing this in conjunction with labor. We are trying to get labor to mitigate its wage demands in order that we don't continue to see that strong pressure on the budget. The next thing is we have progressively reduced the subsidies on petroleum products and utilities. And so we're blocking that hole that was created as a result of unsustainable subsidies in the first place. Now, when you tackle issues of expenditure, you must also tackle issues of revenue when you find yourself in a deficit. And so we introduce a 1% special import levy on all imports. We introduce a national stabilization levy on companies operating in Ghana. And then we also increase the value-added tax from 15% to 17.5%. And so all these measures, together with a whole series of other measures that we put before Parliament in what we call a homegrown fiscal consolidation policy, are beginning to have the effect of turning the economy around. If you have been following the Ghanaian currency recently, there's been a rebound of the cedi. It was almost pushing 4 cedis to $1. It's come back to 3 cedis to $1, which is a significant drop. And aside from that, the rate of inflation has started to slow. Between July and August, it went up just 3 basis points. And I believe that from next month, we should begin to see a decline in inflation. And once inflation starts to go down, we expect that interest rates will follow suit. We started negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, and we're looking to do a 3-year program with the fund for macroeconomic stabilization. And Ghana's midterm prospects look good, especially in the oil and gas sector and the petroleum downstream sector. We have a gas processing plant coming on stream that is going to supply gas to the Volta River Authority, which is the major power generator, to power its gas, its thermal plants in the western part of the country. and that would reduce the need to import light crude oil from Nigeria to the tune of about $500 million every year. And so that is a major game changer. And so going forward, the prospects for Ghana are very good.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.